This is Bob Brunell, and this is Newsworthy for a Tuesday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, 41 and 21, member FDIC. When school starts tomorrow in Oshkosh, all kids will be wearing masks. It's going to be required until at least October 1st. The Oshkosh School Board last night approved the move during a Zoom meeting. The meeting before, protesters interrupted the meeting, and they had to cancel it. By the way, I was contacted by Save Oshkosh Schools, the group of parents, who said they had nothing to do with the protest at all. In fact, they wondered if some of the parents who attended that protest didn't even have kids in the school district. Page 2. If you get a call from the Winnebago County Health Department, it may not be them at all. The County Health Department says their phone number has been spoofed, and now scammers may be using it to contact folks. The county, by the way, has scheduled another walk-in Wednesday for tomorrow at the Sunnyview Expo Center. It could be their final clinic. They started these COVID-19 vaccination clinics back in June. Some odds and ends as we wrap up the month of August. As we start September, the University of Wisconsin-Oshkosh is celebrating their 150th birthday. Congratulations. UW-Oshkosh has a big picnic planned here later in the month and a lot of activities throughout the year. The Oshkosh City Council is now starting work on their 2022 budget. My question is, what happened to the American Rescue Plan money? Remember, all this money was coming into the city and the county. Oshkosh was going to get $20 million. Winnebago County, better than that. What's happened with that money and where is it? When do we get the money coming from Washington into the local economy? And finally, this time around, have you seen the Leon's Custard Cruiser? It's had a makeover. They've tricked it out with spoke wheels, even LED lights on the undercarriage. Now, don't worry at all, because they're still carrying that same great custard Leon's been serving here in Oshkosh for nearly 75 years. We'll have another edition of Newsworthy coming up on Thursday. If you have any stories you'd like me to look into, contact me through the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce. It's Newsworthy for Tuesday. I'm Bob Brunell, brought to you by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce, along with Bank First at 41 and 21, member FDIC. We'll see you back on Tuesday.